Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:39, it's good morning to Darren.
We're still talking about the scoreboard, Audrey. Yes, the Tipperary manager, Liam Cahill, says that it was an unfortunate that the scoreboard error has overshadowed their All-Ireland semi-final win against Kilkenny. Tip won that match by 2 points, but well documented at this stage, an error on the scoreboard, well, it did appear to influence the players, the Kilkenny players' decision to go for a goal at the end of that game in the closing stages. They felt that they needed a goal to get back in the game. Kilkenny have accepted the result despite the controversy, and Cahill has acknowledged their response to the situation. He's been speaking with Marty Morrissey.
It's very unfortunate, you know. It's a pity to, I suppose, to, you know, for the spectacle that was. It's just a pity that it has diminished it, as you said, somewhat. In relation to players and management, it's something that was outside of our control, really. And, you know, and unfortunately, human error does happen. And but I think, in fairness, you know, Kilkenny, knowing the county they are, I think they've been really admirable and respectful in their approach to it. And I'd like to think if the shoe was on the same foot, we'd probably be the same here in Tipperary.
And you don't want this to happen to anybody. But I think Kilkenny have shown great respect, as you say, and showed great leadership as well, in the sense of not making a big thing out of it.
Yeah, look, Marty, we've huge respect for Kilkenny here in Tipperary and vice versa. Like, and that was never anything that entered our thought process whatsoever, that Kilkenny would look to try and change the result in the boardroom in Croke Park. So. As I said, Marty, I'd like to think that if the shoe was on the other foot, that we'd be the very same here in Tipperary. So I think we just move on now and look forward to a final in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, that's Liam Cahill with Marty Morrissey there from last night, their media day ahead of that All-Ireland final against Cork. Now, it's an All-Irish affair tonight in the Champions League qualifiers. Shelburne meet Lingfield in the first leg at Talca Park. Then the second leg takes place next week in Belfast. The game live on RTÉ2 and The Player from 7:15. The game itself gets underway at 7:45. Now, former Sheffield Wednesday, UCD and Shamrock Rovers midfielder Paul Carey joins me now on the line. I know it's been a bit of a rough ride for Shelburne the last couple of months, Paul, but not, maybe green shoots in the last couple of games. Is this a good opportunity for them tonight?
It's a brilliant opportunity, Darren, and it's great for Shelburne and their fans to be back on the European stage again. And nobody in Talca Park would have openly said it, Darren, when the draw was being made, but this is certainly a fixture, and this is a game that they would have wanted against Linfield. And just when you look at the preparations of both sides heading into this game, Linfield obviously play winter football, which has meant that their last league game, Darren, was back in April 26th. So they're essentially in pre-season mode, and you won't expect that Linfield will come into this game with the same sort of rhythm or the same sort of sharpness as Shells, who are in the middle of obviously the League of Ireland season. I also had a little look at kind of Northern Irish sides and how they've performed in the Champions League over the last couple of years. They've exited this round in 4 of the last 5 seasons. So it's an unbelievable opportunity for Joey O'Brien and Shelburne. I don't for one second think that they will come into this game with any sort of complacency, but they have a fantastic opportunity of getting out of this round. I think what they need to do, Darren, I've looked at them over the last couple of weeks, and the performances haven't been bad, and you're right to say there have been some green shoots and some of the individual performances have been particularly good. They have to iron out some of the individual errors that they've made at the back. They've conceded some sloppy goals, and when you're in a cup tie over 2 legs, you can't afford to make those mistakes. If they eradicate those errors and they supply the likes of Odebeko and Wood at the top end of the pitch, I think they've got an unbelievable chance of going through.
Anyone that knows Damien Duff will know how much he loves the game, and I'm sure this is going to be a difficult watch for him tonight, that he's not part of it, something that he's helped create. How do you think he's feeling?
I think that was the biggest surprise, Darren, that when the timing of Damien Duff's departure, given the fact that he knew that there was a European tie around the corner, given the fact that he knew it was going to be against Linfield, there was a huge opportunity to go through. We all know the finances that are available for the club if they get through this round, but also the potential adventure of going deep into a league phase within the conference group stages. So that was a massive surprise. I'm sure he'll be watching keenly tonight, and I'm probably a little bit envious that he's not involved with the side, but listen, I'm sure he'll be wanting the players that he coached and the team that he was such a huge part of for the last 2 years to go on and do the business. So a result tonight, Darren, put themselves with a lead heading up to Belfast next week. I think if they do that, they should advance through over the course of two legs.
Great stuff. Thanks, Paul. Our coverage on RTÉ2 and The Player begins at 7.15. Chelsea have qualified for the final of the Club World Cup as they beat Fluminense 2-1. Chelsea will play Real Madrid or PSG on Sunday. In Group C at the Euros, Germany came from behind to beat Denmark 2-1, and they are through to the knockout stages. Sweden will join them there after a 3-0 win over Poland. The British and Irish Lions are in action in Canberra this morning. They play the Brumbies at 11 a.m. Irish time. And finally at Wimbledon, Carlos Alcaraz beat Cameron Norrie in the quarterfinal stage, so he's through to the last four. And the women's top seed, Arina Sabalenka, she survived a scare against Laura Sligmund before taking a place in the last floor also.
Darren, thank you.